Lynn Hirschman Neeson once said she commissioned the ear for her art exhibition because, as a female artist, she hadn't been heard. She had it made by an actual scientist in a lab at Wake Forest University. It's an ear that says a lot about what the future may look like.
It represents her exploration of not only genetically modified organisms,
Virginia Tech art history professor Kevin Kincannon,
but also about what happens when you begin to augment human bodies with things that we make in the lab. At what point does the human self end and something else begin, or does it?
It's new questions like these that are really forcing the arts and sciences together to arrive at answers. Blake Johnson is assistant professor of industrial and systems engineering at Virginia Tech. His work focuses on what are called personalized implantables.
I think artists have a unique capability to think geometrically, and that sometimes that geometric information is the input data, so to speak, or the feedstocks for what we do in the engineering.
The quite real-looking ear in the glass box is a work of art that could also function as a medical device. Johnson says in the 20 years or so since 3D printing became viable, a whole new relationship has also been formed.
There is this kind of unique interface between art and engineering and science here that's taking place in this field of 3D bioprinting.
Johnson's working on printing artificial body parts that would be like a scaffold for a person's own body to ultimately take over and actually transform into a piece of living tissue. There are clinical trials underway, and it will be a while before this becomes commonplace. But there are people walking around today with artificial organs, the first cyborgs, just like artists and writers have long seen in their mind's eye.
It's one of the reasons I find this research area really inspiring and interesting to work in, is because coming up with that answer to that question, how can we make it better? How can we make it different? How can we improve upon it? That's really an artist's approach, I think, to engineering.
The Ear and other works of art by Lynn Hirschman Neeson will be on display at the Armory Gallery in Blacksburg on the Virginia Tech campus through early November. I'm Robbie Harris.